Welcome to the Benchmark Daily Insurance Executive Summary Podcast.
On Thursday, the 17th of May, 2018, Dryden and others, appellants, and Johnson Matthey PLC, respondent, Supreme Court of the United Kingdom, negligence. Platinum salt sensitization was an actionable personal injury on basis of which workers could claim against employer. Appeal allowed. The Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police and Stefan Treptower, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Proceedings of crime. Judgments and orders. Orders sought for examination of respondent. Court not satisfied to hear matter ex parte. Matter stood over. Rio Zone Proprietary Limited and René Santoro and others. Supreme Court of New South Wales. Funds in court. Loans and mortgages. Determination of competing claims to funds in court. Orders made and stayed pending attempts to locate mortgagor. Acuna Capital LLC, Delaware, and Ainslie, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Judgments and orders. Interlocutory injunction. Confidentiality. Application for removal of material from defendant's application in Fair Work proceedings. Application dismissed. Dickens and State of New South Wales, No. 4, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Costs. Defendant successful in proceedings. Plaintiff sought that costs be reserved on basis of his proposed appeal. Court not satisfied to reserve costs. Defendant granted gross sum costs order. Elwick 9 and Freeman, Supreme Court of Victoria, Administrative Law. Statutory interpretation. Tribunal's order restricting gym's hours of operation, limited right under Planning and Environment Act 1987, Victoria, contrary to Section 140 of the Owners Corporation Act 2006, Victoria. Appeal allowed. Orders set aside. Lien and another, and Clontarf Residential Proprietary Limited and another, Supreme Court of Queensland. Contract, joint venture agreement, implied terms, breach of contract established, repudiation established, termination of contract effective, plaintiffs granted declaration, counterclaim dismissed.
Thank you for listening.